Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
All of us at one time or another have been ripped off. I guess a nicer word would be duped. Maybe it was in some financial scheme that you thought would work and bring in all kind of money, and the person took the money and ran. Or maybe it was just the person himself who somehow had built a little bit of trust, and you found out later on that person was not at all what he seemed to be. I could go on and on describing deceivers of various kinds. We all have heartaches and headaches that have come from people like that. All of us could draw from a well of wisdom. We have learned the hard way that everybody cannot be trusted. We have also learned that everything that looks like it could be successful is not necessarily so. I heard the other day about a conversation between an older seasoned gentleman who was very successful as he was being looked up to by a younger Turk that was looking forward to a life of success like his mentor, and he asked his friend, "Tell me, what is the secret of your great success?" And the older man, not a man of many words, said simply, "Good decisions." Sounded profound, so the fellow wrote that down, "Good decisions." He said, "Well, let me ask you, how do you learn to make good decisions?" And the older gentleman answered in one word, "Experience." Experience, he wrote that down. "Well," he said, "how do you get experience?" Older fellow answered, "Bad decisions." All of us have our own war stories. I certainly have a dozen or so from my life, and you have a number of them from your life. These we draw from our bank of memory, and we recall them at times with a great deal of anguish and pain. It would be safe to say that of all the bad decisions we could make, among the worst is a decision to follow a religious counterfeit. And if the truth were known, some of you listening right now know personally what I'm talking about. Some of you for years have followed a fake, a religious phony. That person appeared to be one thing, or that religion appeared to be one thing, and it was not that at all. Terrible feeling. The word counterfeit is an interesting term. It means contrary to fact, counter fact. Think of that. Opposite from what it appears to be. When you look at this situation on the basis of fact, it doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold water. Now, don't misunderstand. Counterfeit doesn't look like a fake. Counterfeit looks real. Counterfeit money passes because it looks like real money. We heard recently about a whole raft of counterfeit art. It looked like the genuine original work. But when professionals took the facts to it, it appeared obviously that it was contrary to fact. It was not real art. It wasn't the original work. Let me add here, the counterfeits are not dummies. People who are fakes and phonies are extremely skilled in the craft of deception. They know what it takes to dupe the unsuspected. It's been going on for centuries. Most of them, if not all of them, in the religious realm learned it from their father, the devil.
Religious counterfeits are skilled at being deceptive. They know how to target and con the unsuspecting. Spotting a deceiver requires discernment and a knowledge of God's Word. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, an expose of counterfeit communicators, was copyrighted in 1989 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.